It's a busy morning at a South Coast mall. Parents are cruising along the second floor of the Oaks and Thousand Oaks with kids and strollers, and some shoppers are carrying bags full of purchases. But in a storefront midway between Macy's and Nordstrom is something you'd never expect to find in a mall. What was a clothing store is now home to the California Museum of Art.
This is a renovated Gap at the Oaks Mall. It's funny because I've been thinking Samato is going to be known as the master of repurposing old retail stores because before this we were at a Taco Bell, which I got so much great art cred. The museum did, you know, to put an alternative art space. And this is another alternative art space. And we are right where the people are.
Tish Greenwood is the museum's executive director. Greenwood says the hope is the move from a destination location on Thousand Oaks Boulevard to the Oaks Mall will result in a lot of drop-in visitors.
There wasn't as much foot traffic there, and now we have tremendous foot traffic. We really don't even know how much visitorship we're going to receive. Our estimates are that maybe 5,000 to 30,000, which would just blow our mind if we could have so many people experiencing this great exhibition.
Once you walk from the mall into the museum, you feel like you're in a gallery like you'd find in Los Angeles. There's beautiful wood floors and huge open spaces. You walk through a museum store into the first of the two gallery spaces. It features the work of a famed sculptor.
What we're looking at here is actually Betty Gold. She's phenomenal. She was a Miss Texas. She's like 90 years old right now. There's a movie all about her, My Life with Betty Gold. And she works with these large monumental sculptures. She's an abstract artist. Think of origami. That's how she starts off. She starts off with a piece of paper. She folds it in all different directions. And then she looks at the shape and decides to build these large metal sculptures.
The next room, the larger gallery space, has some whimsical large-scale paintings.
This is Kevin Sloan. I was hearing from our members and community members that they wanted a family-friendly show. And then also, I learned about the history of Jungleland, which was new to me, that this, you know, where our old museum was the site of Jungleland, where this amusement park where people could be with animals. I thought it would be a great show to have an artist that did this animal work, you know, and also that would be family friendly, but also had some meat to it.
Greenwood describes one of the featured works.
You see this elephant right here. It's beautifully rendered. You see all the folds and the gray, but all of a sudden you see this like tattoos on the elephant and an earring, and the elephant is on a teapot, a china teapot, and then there's lush background in there. And it just makes you think, right? Think, what is this artist trying to communicate to us?
The museum's team spent months preparing for the move. Now, just in time for the holidays, it's open. Florencia Glass is with the museum.
We are so excited. We came a long way. It feels like it was meant to be. This was meant to be.
Museum Executive Director Tish Greenwood says they're excited about the new location.
The absolute goal in museum theory is that somebody has a transformational experience, that they had an epiphany moment, that they leave here thinking a little different. That's what we all go for, but you can't force it. I want somebody that comes here to have an enjoyable experience, to learn something new, and to remember it.
The museum at the Oaks Mall will be open from noon to 7 p.m. Wednesdays through Sundays. A $6 donation for admission is suggested, but it's not mandatory, and you can visit for free. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.